तस्वते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम इलेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 3 लिबरेशन फ्रॉम इल्यूजरी एनर्जी टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। अंडेषु पेशिषु तरुषु विनिश्चितेषु प्राणो हि जीवं उपधावति तत्र तत्र सन्ने यदि इंद्रियगणे अहमी च प्रसुप्ते कूटस्थ आशयम् आशयम् रुते तद् अनुस्मृतिः नः अंडेषु पेशिषु तरुषु विनिश्चितेषु प्राणो हि जीवं उपधावति तत्र तत्र सन्ने यदि इंद्रिय गणेश गणे हमी च प्रसुप्ते कूटस्थ आशय स्मृतेर्तद अनुस्मृतेर्न अंडेषु पेशिषु तरुष्व विनिश्चितेषु प्राणो हि जीवमुपधावति तत्र तत्र सन्ने यदि इंद्रिय गणे हमी च प्रसुप्ते कूटस्थ आशय मृते तदनुस्मृतिर्नः अंडेषु पेशिषु तरुष्व विनिश्चितेषु प्राणो हि जीवमुपधावति तत्र तत्र सन्ने यदिन्द्रिय गणे हमी च प्रसुप्ते कूटस्थ आशय मृते तदनुस्मृतिर्नः माताजी word to word meaning andeshu in species of life born from eggs peshishu in embryos tarushu in plants avinishchiteshu in species of indeterminate origin born from perspiration pranah the vital air he indeed jivam the soul upadhavati follows tatra tatra from one species to another sanne they are merged yat when indriya gane all the senses ahami the false ego cha also prasupte in deep sleep kutastha unchanging ashayam the subtle covering of contaminated consciousness आशयम द सटल कवरिंग ऑफ कंटेमिनेटेड कॉन्शियसनेस द लिंग शरीर ऋते विदाउट तत् ऑफ दैट अनुस्मृति ही देर इज सब्सिक्वेंट रिमेंबरेंस Naha our translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The spirit soul is born in different species of life within the material world. Some species are born from eggs, others from embryos, others from seeds of plants and trees, and others from perspiration. But in all species of life, the prana or vital air remains unchanging and follows the spirit soul from one body to another. Similarly, the spirit soul is eternally the same despite its material condition of life. We have practical experience of this. When we are absorbed in deep sleep without dreaming, the material senses become inactive. Even the mind and false ego are merged into a dormant condition. But although the senses, the mind and false ego are inactive, one remembers upon waking up that he, the soul, was peacefully sleeping. Purport. When a living entity is awake, the material senses and mind are constantly active. Similarly, when one is sleeping, the false ego recollects one's waking experiences, and thus one experiences dreams or fragments of dreams while sleeping. But in the state of prasupti or deep sleep, both the mind and the senses become inactive. And the false ego does not recall previous experiences or desires. The subtle mind and the false ego are called linga sharira or the subtle material body. This linga sharira is experienced in the form of temporary experience in the form of temporary material designations, such as I am rich man, I am strong man, I am black, I am white, I am American, I am Chinese. The sum total of one's illusory conceptions of oneself is called ahankar or false ego. And due to this illusory conception of life, the living entity transmigrates from one species of life to another. As clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita, the spirit soul, however, does not change its constitutional position of eternity, knowledge and bliss, although the soul may temporarily forget this position. To cite an analogous situation, if one dreams at night that he is walking in the forest, such a dream does not change one's actual position of lying in bed within his apartment. Thus it is stated in this verse, Kutastha Ashayam Rute. Despite the transformation of the subtle body, the spirit soul does not change. Srila Sridhar Swami has given the following example to illustrate this point. Etavantam kalam sukham aham aswapsam na kinchit avedisam. One often thinks, I was sleeping very peacefully, although I was not dreaming or aware of anything. It can be logically understood that one cannot remember something of which he has no experience. Therefore, one's remembrance, peaceful sleeping, although there was no mental or sensual experience, such a memory should be understood to be a vague experience of spirit soul. Srila Madhvacharya has explained that the demigods, who are a superior race of human-like entities on the higher planetary systems of this universe, do not actually undergo the gross ignorance of deep sleep as do ordinary human beings. Because the demigods have superior intelligence, they are not merged into ignorance at the time of sleeping. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mattah smurtir jnanam apohanam cha. Sleep is apohanam or forgetfulness. Sometimes by dreaming there is a smriti or memory of one's actual condition. Although in a dream one may experience one's family or friends in an altered illusory state, but all such conditions of remembering and forgetting are due to the presence of the super soul within the heart. By the mercy of the super soul, one can have a preliminary glimpse of the soul by remembering how one was peacefully sleeping without mental or sensual experience. According to the authorized commentaries on this verse, avinishchiteshu means shvedasjeshu or born or from perspiration. Srila Madhvacharya pointed out, bhushvedana hi prayo jayante. The earth's dew is to be considered the perspiration of the earth, and various species of life are generated from the dew. In Mundoka Upanishad, the situation of the soul in relation to pran is explained. Eshwar anuratma chetasa veditavyo yasmin prana panchadha sama vishesha pranaish chittam sarvam otam prajanam yasmin vishuddhe vibhavanti esha atma. The soul is atomic in size and can be perceived by perfect intelligence. This atomic soul is floating in five kinds of air: pran, apan, vyan, saman, udan. The soul is situated within the heart and it spreads its influence all over the body of the embodied living entities. When the soul is purified from the contamination of the five kinds of material air, its spiritual influence is exhibited. Thus, in innumerable species of life, the spiritual soul remains within the prana or material life air. Hare Krishna. Om Anyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी, बिग टेक्निकल पर्पट, बट ऑन द बेसिक्स और द बेसिक्स ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन ऑफ भगवद गीता दैट वी आर नॉट द बॉडीज बट स्पिरिट सोल एंड देन वेरियस एज श्री द प्रोपा इशू से वी शुड डिस्कस वन श्लोक ऑफ भागवतम फ्रॉम मीन्स ईच श्लोक ऑफ भागवतम फ्रॉम मेनी एंगल्स। द सेम पॉइंट ऑफ बॉडी सोल आवर ओरिजिनल आइडेंटिटी एज द सोल इज बींग डिस्कस्ड इन वेरियस वेज एस्पेशली इन दिस श्लोका the point that is being made very clearly is that although the physical bodies are developed in various ways, andeshu, peshishu, in another part of Srimad Bhagavatam also it is mentioned, the bodies in this world come about from egg, seed, bodies like directly, some children take birth from the mother directly, and avinishchiteshu is perspiration. Perspiration, there are various types of perspiration, beginning from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. The same things carry on. Big creation takes place. And we also perspire, the earth perspires. Today we are learning the earth also perspires in the form of dew. And then the human beings perspire and animals and so many places, or just Prabhupada says fermentation is also another type of perspiration, from where so many insects are born. So in that way we see that the soul, the point which is being made here, why these four types of births are mentioned, is the soul may transmigrate from any species in these various types of births, but the soul remains aloof from it. And how it is connected, this is very, we see this discussion is being done none other than who is speaking? One of the certainly Navayogendras, Pipala and Muni. Before this, Prabuddha Muni, he told very wonderfully about association of devotees. If you remember, we attended some classes. And now, Pipala and Muni was asked the question specifically about the Supreme Lord and the soul. And initially, before this shloka, he has told about the Supreme Lord. And from today onward, he is going to tell more about the soul. So this is very important for us, even sadhak bhaktas, to know. Actually, since last few days, I have been discussing with one students the common issue which Prabhupada also used to give a completely different idea, is population explosion. And he was quoting so many quotes from UN and this scientist and that scientist, that the real problem of the world is unlimited explosion of population. And as Prabhupada's answer was, no, it's the quality of population. And we had a lot of discussion, if all people live very simple life, less consumerism, less envy and grabbing things and all that, those things, less exploitation of each other and material nature, then population won't be such an issue. Even the modern scientists agree that earth can support much, much more population than what it is today. Then some examples which I had done myself, some study I told that if we just replace the amount of land under tobacco and tea and coffee on the earth, then around, I don't remember the exact numbers, I have written in my doc notes, but around 15-20% of the earth can be fed by that, just by stopping unnecessary things like tobacco, tea, coffee, which are not required for human society. So many population can be fed moreover. So anyway, but he was just quoting UN says this and that scientist says this. Then ultimately I have to come to the point. What is their authority? Now he just keep on after four times, five times saying the same thing. Now, so anyway, we see here, this is very important. The real problem is good population, but now we can say furthermore. The real problem is, as Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, the only problem in material world is lack of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is being told in Bhagavad Gita by Sri Krishna himself. And the basics of Krishna consciousness is, we are not the body but the soul. And Prabhupada would tell that again and again and again. Because we are not yet, we have heard it, memorized it, passed exams on the various categories of body, soul, ahankar, but have not yet realized it and practiced it. We might have passed exams, getting 100 out of 100 in Bhakti Shastri and all that is important, not important. Because if you don't have knowledge, how can we ever realize it? So first we have to have knowledge. But here, actual problem is the whole world. It may be problem between some races, some countries, some castes, some animals, humans, whatever it may be. The real problem is lack of Krishna consciousness, which also includes lack of knowledge of the soul. All of us, all people in the world, are under this illusory thought that I am this body. It may be humans, men, women, old, young, Indian, American, African, or whatever it may be, or animals, even small insects. Sometimes we see some small insects, almost microscopic, not microscopic, but very small, just crawling here and there, or little big insects, or little big like frog and like that. All are under this deep concept that I am this body. And that is called as ahankar. And if we analyze, that is the cause of all problems in this world. It's very difficult for people today who don't know anything about the soul to even understand this topic. They just don't know anything of the soul. But we see incidents after incidents in the scriptures, in the world around us, describing that if we analyze those incidences, we see that is the real cause of the problem. That I am the body. When I am the body, what happens? What happens next? Enjoyment. Yeah. We need enjoyment. Very correct. And then that is gross enjoyment. We need that. And subtle enjoyment, we start comparing each other on the bodily level. I am better or I am not better, both ways. Oh, I am not good. And that is subtle enjoyment. We need gross enjoyment also of certainly ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithun. That is also required. But subtle enjoyment immediately comes. And out of that, so many complex problems of ego problems, depression, pride, arrogance. All these things just come about one after another. Just by thinking we are the bodies. Certainly in this material world, no two people are same. Therefore people will be different. Humans will be different, men will be different, women will be different, even among humans they will be different. Even within one family there are different type of people. But when we start thinking that I am the body, then all these problems come about. And we see in Kali Yuga, because people are so much deep into the bodily consciousness, the newer and newer and newer and newer psychological problems, much psychological than even animals, as you have heard many times. In Kali Yuga, the humans are more into bodily consciousness than animals also. In Kali Yuga, it's like that. Therefore, we see no animals ever have any depression. Even if they may be somewhat invalid, from birth they may not have one leg, say dogs, or something, they just accept it. They accept the reality and carry on with their life. That is also a great achievement for humans. To accept the reality and carry on. Just accept the reality, adjust with what is the reality, and carry on happily with the life. Suddenly humans are meant to be Krishna conscious much, much further. But we see so much deep bodily consciousness is there in this human form of life in Kali Yuga. It's a great source of wars, personal problems, cheating, murders, rapes, exploitation because of caste, creed, color, all these things. All these things come about because we are superior, they are inferior, we are better, he is not better. All these bodily comparisons. But when a self-realized soul, we have heard in Bhagavad Gita, these things are mentioned. Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shapake Cha Panditaha Samadarshina. Because people are bodily consciousless today, all their education is making them deep into bodily consciousness. There is no education in this, like when Srila Prabhupada went to MIT, Boston, MIT Boston, and he asked, do you have a department to study soul? And they said, no. Here in India, we have so many branches of education in science, in commerce, in arts, in other fields, medicine and so many things. But no branch in India also teaches about the soul. There may be great scholars, what do we call them? PhD. MSc, BSc, PhD, BTech, MTech. But according to Bhagavad Gita, they are far off from Pandit. Because Bhagavad Gita says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. One who is actually decorated with Vidya, not technology, which further drives you into bodily consciousness. Most of us sitting over here have undergone such education, which makes our bodily consciousness deeply ingrained. It already we have since birth. But the education, today's education, is just you are the body, how you can enjoy, how you can get more money, how you are becoming more proud and behave like this and that and that. But Bhagavad Gita says completely different. Who is a Pandit? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Sampanna means who has that. Apanna Samskritim. Who has that. What has? He has a real Vidya. And Vinay. Vinay means proper behavior. Etiquettes. Such a person who has real Vidya, what does his outlook to the world is? Vidya Vinay Sampanne. He looks is a Brahman, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog eater. Brahmane Gavi Hastini. Shuni Chaiva Shapake Cha. Shapake is like dog eater. The lowest. And highest is the Brahman in the human, in the earth society. Certainly higher can be Devata than like that. On general lok, tapar lok. But with respect to earth, from Brahmanas to dog eater. A real qualified person, a real Vidya Vinaya Sampanne person, looks at all of them with Samadarshinah. Just think, if this is the consciousness of all the people of earth or India or Maharashtra or even devotees association, that they look at all the people equally without any distinctions based on body with respect to color, creed, language, food habits, clothes, ashram. So many times even devotees fall prey. This ashram is better, that ashram is better. Sometimes Guruvastas have some wrong opinion about Brahmacharis. Brahmacharis have some wrong opinion about Guruvastas or Matajis or elderly people or whatever it may be. All are based on bodily consciousness or Indian or foreigner or whatever it may be. So, here is a very basis of Vidya. Nothing to do with even spiritualism, which is much further. It's the basis. So, basically, we see the people of Satya Yuga were more of this. They did not be trained into all these things. People of Satya Yuga were basically aware of all these things. Not that it was a spiritual world, but still. And this was the basis. And therefore, there were not many kings. Armies were practically not present. Because as I said, if the whole world, every soul, every person just thinks that all the bodies are equally respectable as myself, they are all equal, I don't know, means we just can't imagine what type of society, everyone will be so humble, allow others to be ahead. And today there is, like we see, completely opposite in today's grab mentality. Grab a seat in the college, grab a seat in the local train, and grab a seat in where it may be, bus. Just grab. The today's world is like, we call it cutthroat competition. Just push everyone else, either physically or intellectually or manipulatively or politically, what it may be. No equal. I am the greatest, I have to be in that position. And everyone else has to be thrown out. And that consciousness is the real cause of all problems. And forget everyone else. If we analyze ourselves and our problems, then we'll see that is the real consciousness. We may say, oh, just because most of us are spending maximum time in devotee communities, we also have sometimes some issues. And yes, we agree, they also need to be dealt and managed with. Not that they need not be dealt with. But if we personally go deep into our own issues, whatever it may be, we understand the whole concept or conflict or issues is because we are into, this is some bodily identity that raises the issue. So move further little bit about this purport, as it is analytically discussed over here, is like when we are awake, we remember many of our experiences because it has been experienced by the senses. We remember what a wonderful prasad was there maybe yesterday or day before yesterday. Or we remember whatever we experience, we remember. So that is one thing. The discussion is coming. Sometimes the things are experienced by the mind or senses. So it is said, we can't remember anything that we have not experienced. Either mind or senses or ego, something has to experience that. Just like there is also a logical statement. Even logics from the mundane logicians. Prabhupada used to quote this. Is that we can't think of anything that doesn't exist. The human brain is limited in that way. Yes, some Prabhupada said we can mix up two things, like in the dreams we do. Like we have experience of a gold and we have experience of a mountain. So in dreams we make up golden mountain. But we can't imagine a metal which doesn't exist. We can try now also in awakened state. Just try to remember a metal which you have no experience of. We'll only remember aluminium, steel, copper, gold, silver, and all these things, at least whatever, something which we have no experience of. Or we may say, try to remember animal which we have no experience of anywhere, in reading books anywhere. We just can't. And we may try to, we may say, a bird with legs. No, sorry, a fish with legs and wings. Yeah, but still we are combining what we have experienced. Still we are combining what we have experienced. We just can't remember something new. Absolutely, which we have not experienced anyway. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada used this point of logicians, of even mundane logics, that just because people accept the existence of God, or some people even reject the experience of God, existence of God, that itself proves that God exists. Because the logicians, the point is, we can't even imagine something that doesn't exist. We can't imagine something that doesn't exist. So similarly, the point which is made here, a small hint of a small, Prabhupada says, a vague experience of spirit soul. What is the vague experience of spirit soul, Prabhupada says here? The point which is being made here by Pipala and Muni is that we remember our experiences. And somebody has to experience the experiences. Somebody means either senses or mind or ego. In the awakened state, we remember. When we are in the dream state, sometimes we remember because of the mind or ego. But, and when we awaken from the dream state, we remember, I saw this, I saw that dream. Means I thought that. But Prabhupada or this shloka, Pipalayan Muni is telling a point. When we are deep asleep, see, in the dream state, our body is not active. The senses are not active. Then what is active? Mind. And also ego, some way, ahankar. So even though the senses has not experienced the dream, the senses has not experienced the dream, but the mind has experienced, or ego has experienced. So when we wake up from the sleep or dream state, we remember, senses don't remember. Do the senses remember? Like we remember eating pullige, puran poli, or whatever it may be. But if we eat some puran poli in the dream, we will remember, but the senses won't remember. The senses won't remember because they have not eaten it. Similarly, so somebody has to remember, have that experience to remember it. The point which is being made, if you remember something of the past, then somebody has to experience that so that it remembers. So in the awakened state, the senses experience. In the dream state, either the mind or ego experiences. In the sleep state, the body is inactive. And there is no connection between two. Example is given that in the dream, one may be walking in the forest even though the body is lying in the apartment. There is no connection. We have experienced that. Similarly, Prabhupada says, let us move one step further. It is into deep sleep state. A very heavy slumber. It is said, in that state, certainly the body is not active. The senses are all shut down. Even the mind and ego, it is said over here, basically the exact what I am finding out, but even the mind and ego are into inactive state. When we are deep sleep, the mind is also like, almost like inactive. Because if it had been active, then that thoughts would have been recorded. We would have remembered that experience. And the ego is also inactive. It's not absent, but it's inactive. But the very point, even after such a deep sleep, when we wake up, we do remember what? We had a wonderful deep sleep. That remembrance is there, that we had a excellent, sometimes we have, Prajit, mast neen laga, kya aaram ho gaya. Wonderful. Ekdam refreshed, 3 ghanta soya kuch samjha hi nahi. You remember that. Then who remembers that? Neither the mind, neither the senses, neither the ego. The soul remembers that. And Prabhupada and the shloka makes this point that this experience of deep sleep is a vague proof of the spirit soul. It's not a direct proof. But still, the point made is, it is a vague proof or vague experience of the spirit soul. Because we can remember something only when it has been experienced. But in the sleep state, the body doesn't experience. In a deep sleep state, even the mind and ego doesn't experience. Then who experiences? Otherwise, we shouldn't have remembered after we wake up. We shouldn't have remembered what happens. Maybe, I'll just quote an example of Raghupati Prabhu. He had underwent that severe heart attack in 6th August. It's almost 10-12 years now. 6th August. So, you might be knowing the story that he was a very severe case of heart attack, almost death, and then he was revived. And after 3-4 days, when he came, maybe 4-5, whatever it may be, the days he came back to bit consciousness, and he opened his eyes and he could understand. And then the first question, he could not speak, or he was not allowed to speak, or maybe, but he could start writing. The first question he wrote was, why I am here? I am just extending the logic. Maybe, actually the case was like that. Practically the soul has left the body. The doctors, even our Achyutanpur, I don't know whether he is here or not. He just had come out of the, I was there. He had come out of the hospital and almost started crying. That the case is over. But I thought, let me go in and see. So, I went in and the doctors really, that's a different story. Maybe I'll tell some other time. But doctors, they just worked hard like a war for around 40 minutes. For around 30, 35 minutes, all his symptoms were almost gone. Maybe just some mild symptoms of life in the machines. On the body, it was almost fully gone. On some machines, some mild symptoms here and there, almost negligible symptoms. Just seeing that, the doctors were trying for around 40, 50 minutes. And then again, the symptoms started coming up on the body and the machines. And then they came up, and after 1 and 2 hours, he was a bit stabilized. And then the things went by. So, but afterwards, when he became completely normal and we talked, he told that, I missed the experience. I just don't remember anything. So actually, maybe I am just extending, maybe the soul has left the body, so he missed that experience. Because no one was there to experience. But that doesn't happen when we are in deep sleep. When we are in deep sleep, the soul is experiencing the deep sleep. And when we do wake up, we remember. So that's what it is, one point is being made over here. And actually, if we see, as I was telling in the beginning, this whole concept of bodily consciousness leads to complexity, comparison, pride because I am better, or infinity complex, or anger because I am not better, or I am not getting something. It is also in Bhagavad Gita, a real intelligent person, he just sees the world as the bodies are active, but the soul completely aloof. Pralapan, Vishujan, Grunnan, Sopan, Shoshan, Abhi, like that. He just sees the eyes seeing, the ears hearing and all these things. So that is a very important knowledge plus practice a one man should have, means any the devotee should have, to be peaceful and happy in his spiritual life. If even as a practicing devotees, we don't try to understand, realize, and live that we are not the bodies. That doesn't mean we just neglect them. But we should know and we should not be attached to the bodies beyond some limit. That doesn't mean we should all become avdhus or something like that. But we should neither... Basically the whole thing is attached. Some people are attached to becoming avdhus. Some people are. They just want to be. Some people are attached to be so-called formally dressed. Even if they don't require, they want like. But we should be attached to do what is required for serving Krishna. If serving Krishna is required to become avdhut, we become that. If for serving Krishna is required to be formally dressed, as Bhakti Sanat Thakur would say, first dress, then address. So it's required, we should do it. But we should not be attached to the bodily activities. At the same time, I would just like to quote, maybe this story might have been discussed because a few days back was Janmashtami. But maybe I just thought we will discuss that even on higher levels, the last level is this bodily identity. Because of that we do so many mistakes. Because of that we suffer. So many karma, karmic reactions, this, that. Just because of this one mistake of bodily identity. And therefore Srila Prabhupada, in every, we will think, why in every lecture Prabhupada is telling you are not this body? This identity is so strong. In one place, Prabhupada was telling in lecture maybe 2-3 times, you are not this body, or we are not this body, like that. There was 1% audience. He thought, yes, Swamiji may not be his body, but I am my body. He just could not imagine that I am, it's about me also. I am the soul. So he was thinking, Swamiji, okay, he is not his body, but I am my body. That is a deep consciousness. So I would tell this story, which might have been discussed during Janmashtami Katha, Krishna Katha, I don't know. I was not here. Maybe I will download now and listen. But still, is about the history of these Shadgarbhas of Devaki, who they were and how they fell down. So if we see, this story is happening on the highest planetary system of this universe, is Brahma Loka. It's not happening on earth, where everyone is deep into bodily consciousness. It's happening Bhuvar Loka, Swarga Loka, Janar Loka, Mahar Loka, Tapar Loka, and highest is Brahma Loka, where highly spiritually advanced people live, almost self-realized, or many of them are self-realized. But what happened? That Brahmaji, during the time of long, long back, almost during the time of creation, his daughter Vak means speech, he got attracted to her, he became passionate towards her, and started following her, running her. And we see all the sages who are self-realized, they did not criticize Brahmaji. Neither they supported his actions, but they were praying to Brahmaji, "Oh Brahmaji, what you are doing is not correct, please stop. You are our guru. You are our guru, please don't do like this. Please stop." They are praying like that. But, and Brahmaji also heard their prayers and he stopped. And he gave up his subtle body, which has done the mistake. But we hear that there were these six rishis, sons of Marichi Muni. Marichi Muni was there, he did not do the mistake. But six sons who were a bit inexperienced and bit proud of being Rishi Putras or Muni Putras in Brahma Loka, they started criticizing. There was some gossip, talk about how Brahmaji behaved like this, how he got attracted to a girl and all these things. So there was some criticism, some talk, some, what do you call it, like not in, some laughing or like that. And because of that, from the Brahma Loka, they were forced to take birth in demoniac families. They first became the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had a son, Kalanemi, and their sons were these Shadgarbhas, they became, and they were born in a demoniac mentality, you know. So the demoniac mentality is this bodily consciousness. It begins over there. And because of his bodily consciousness, all these things in Bhagavad Gita is there. Idam adhyam maya labdhvam, idam prapsase manoratha varodami. All these things, I am better and I will become better and I defeated him. You see, in demoniac mentality, I. And that I is not the soul, but I is the body. So this is the beginning. Divine and demoniac means, divine means spiritual consciousness. I am the spirit soul. And all others are spirit soul. Then there is no inferiority complex, no superiority complex, no complex. It's simple. As Prabhupada said, spirit, bhakti is simple for simple. But when we make the first step complex, that I am the body. And then all things become complex further. More complex, more complex, more complex. And we increase the complexities of the body in terms of acquisitions and all these things. More enjoyment mode, then the things become more complex. And we make up such a complex society. We see, Satyoga, there was no such society. Governance, taxation, what is this new thing? GST. In India, everyone is worried. Even Brahmacharis have to worry because they have to bring the GST bill and their centers has to file some GST return. Even Brahmacharis are not exempt from this GST in the... The whole complex system has been made up because the system is for bodily consciousness. In Satyoga, all those things were not there. Because people were living on the spiritual soul consciousness, very less bodily activity, therefore very less bodily, all these nonsense activities, complexities, and we may be very proud, we have done big industry and this industry, and we can we manufacture car in Chennai and transport to Delhi and maintain in Calcutta. All these complexities because of bodily complexity. And Satyoga did not require that. Nowadays is more international, global. Around 4 years back, I purchased one laptop. I told one devotee from America to bring it. But I saw it was manufactured in China, which is next door to us. From China, it went to America, then America, it came to India, and from maintenance, it will go to somewhere else. So this is a complex. It began with small complexity. That we are the body. And just because Kali Yuga people are so much into bodily consciousness, we are just set up this whole big, we may call it taxation laws, international laws, and there between governments some criminal exchange laws and so many things. Such a complex existence of society has come up from one complex. First, I am the body. And Satyoga, things were simple. No immigration, no whatever it may be, no passport. Just people were, I am the soul and Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane Gavi Hastini. Everyone just take something, little food, happy. Suni Chaiva Shapake Cha Pandita Samadarshina. So this is the first step of liberation from illusory energy told to us by Pipala and Muni. And for this, I would just go back to the, I was so attracted, I was reading while preparing the instructions of Prabuddha Muni, the one before this, is that this spiritual life can be wonderfully practiced in the association of devotees. This is sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sarva shastra kai. Even so many our acharyas pray. But association of devotees will be more and more joyful only when we accept this first step of. Otherwise we will make association of devotees also into another complex thing. That's our fault. Not the fault of, and we will put the fault on the devotees association. That is complex, so better I go away. But better we turn out our bodily consciousness. That we don't focus. Anyway, I end here. I thank for all of you advanced devotees for giving me chance to speak. Especially Baldev Prabhu. He is not to be seen here today. He has gone out somewhere. And Braj Vihari Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he is also here. Any doubts? One doubt we can take if anyone has one question. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, jai.